Hello and welcome to another series of recordings taken from our file of Explore Experiments. For those who don't know exactly what we mean by Explorer, this is a label we applied to a group of volunteers who became extremely efficient in our methods of changing or expanding what we call consciousness. One of these points of efficiency is to be able to reach back and speak, utilizing the physical vocal cords while in this expanded state of consciousness. Another is to reach a state of confidence, where a blending takes place with another form of intelligence, so that this other intelligence can speak also. SHE developed both of these abilities. As a result, we met and became friends with one of our most favorite non-physical beings, whom you now know as Miranon. Due to popular request, as it were, we are continuing with him in this session. SHE was lying on her back in a darkened isolation booth for the experiment. Electrodes were attached to head, hands, and feet for several types of biomonitoring. After some 15 minutes, Miranon entered the scene, and we asked him about the right and left hemispheres of the brain. Here was his reply.
It is like the pattern of the X and the left hemisphere. If you have an X, the direct connection between the left hemisphere goes to the bottom of the right and the right to the bottom of the left. Liana, I think, will carry a visual of this that may make it clearer. The difficulty is that rather than trying to find the harmonizing patterns, man has evolved and developed only one hemisphere of the brain. And therefore there is an imbalance. But at the center of the X, everything is in harmony. The brain is not dual in purpose. It is only the way mankind has chosen to use it. There are beings on your earth who have totally different brain patterns and who have developed the harmony within their mind.
Is it too the advantage of the individual to harmonize both hemispheres? And if so, what is the best way that we can do this?
In harmonizing their brain patterns, mankind will be able to see the oneness that will enable him to evolve even more quickly. It is difficult to know. If you want to see mankind as mankind evolve, I must think on this. My goals are different than your goals. My goals are for higher and higher level evolvement.
Not our goals the same?
Hopefully they are, but not for all of mankind. Many beings on your earth are concerned only with the evolvement of mankind in physical form.
Yeah.
And that would keep him bound to level 21. In harmonizing the brain patterns, man begins to realize it is not the physical evolvement that is the essential goal, but the level evolvement. The evolvement forward, in which his consciousness will take on many forms. And there will be an ultimate point at which mankind, as such, in a physical body, will no longer be of any concern. He will have transcended level 49 and have absolutely no need for any contact with mankind as he knows it now. So it depends upon what your goals are. In harmonizing the brain patterns, you are allowing the mind to receive thoughts from higher and higher levels, which automatically are like magnets that will pull you into higher and higher levels. At the same time, you are making commitments that will eventually release totally your need for a physical body.
Yes, then I see the difference, and there is very much one, is it not?
I think it's necessary to find what the goals are for each person. In this shift that is about to occur on your planet, there will be much change in the patterns of the brain. And there will be many people who will make a sudden jump in consciousness, a sudden shift that we will be unable to understand. And this is why it is important for beings like you and Liana to prepare your consciousness so that you can help others who don't understand what is happening to them. As the brain is harmonized, there will be more and more contact with beings on other levels. I must check on Liana. The time is growing.
Very good. We will wait. Time lasts 2:12.
Playing.
Our playing?
Your plane.
Oh, my plane.
It is. Like visiting an old friend. Which, of course, you are.
I sense that beyond my conscious level.
Yes?
We had a... you made a statement time earlier that has caused much reflection, and one where you said that we should remain open to other possibilities for a physical location. And we have been seeking another location in view of the changes that are coming, and we are much nonplussed as to some guidance in the selection of such a physical location. And the fact that you did bring this up indicated that there may be some help that might help us in such decisions. A great part of my pattern of thinking has been to find a location that would let us continue to use or generate what we call electricity. And I have felt that this is a need to so have this, to have some form of continuance of our physical existence here. Is there another means by which we can so generate electricity other than the means that I have received by utilizing a waterfall? Or is electricity important in this coming change?
For you to work with the forms of energy that you do, it is probably wise to have the ability to generate your own electricity. I recognize that creates difficulty in choosing a location for yourself. I do not think that in the area that you are in, you will have too many problems with that if you cannot find a way of self-containing your own energy systems. I also recognize that if you were without your electricity, you would find other means of making your same contacts. We are with you, whether we are with you through the use of your tapes or whether we are with you in other ways. It is not absolutely essential to do or to maintain the contact in the manner that you do.
Yes, I understand that. The question is, are there means that we can be taught to utilize our own abilities, our own mental abilities, where the use of such electrical energy is not needed?
I have been teaching you this. It must come step by step, and that begins with walking. And it begins with coming in touch. When you began your first contacts, you did not have electrical tapes to help you. And so you are aware of some of the process that can occur.
Yes. In the physical location area, generally in the area where we are now on the planet Earth, is this area generally a reasonably stable area to be in the coming changes?
You are in the center of a very important spiritual location. There is a triangle of spiritual activity within your area, and your location right now is almost at the center of that triangle. Anywhere within that triangle will be very safe. You have a friend in the state you call Kansas, who is also in a very spiritual triangle. There are 14 of these triangles within the United States. These areas will be safe. They will be centers for help and guidance in the coming turmoil.
What are the borders of the one in which we are? Can you roughly describe the borders of this triangle, where we are now?
The bottom base of the triangle on your left-hand side would be Monticello. And the right-hand base I do not know the name of the mountain, but it is a mountain on the south side of Roanoke. I believe it may be Roanoke Mountain. And it is an equilateral triangle from that.
Which direction does the triangle point? To the northwest or down to the southeast?
It is so difficult for me to deal with your spaces.
I appreciate it. Done very well so far. If I had the other point of the triangle,
it will be facing in the direction in which you will lie towards the center. I cannot identify what the point is above it.
It is towards the center of the United States.
Yes.
Good, then I can get that with an equilateral triangle, yes.
I must return now. Liana needs to come back and have contact.
Thank you so much, Mirna.
We will be communicating soon.
I appreciate this, and I look forward to our periodic visits, and that you are with us so much at other times.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
In another meeting, we began by asking Miranon how we could help individuals near death, the terminal cases, as they are called. Here was his reply.
In order to help a person reach another level, there must be communication that the person wants to make the transition. And then it is very helpful to go to the sixth level and meditate on that, because that level does cross the boundaries. That level enables the person to experience both realities without making the transition completely, and then the person would be more apt to know whether or not they wanted to make the transition. Do you follow that?
Yes. And then to go into that and give that decision up to the individual rather than anyone else.
Yes, we cannot make a decision for another consciousness on any level. It is an individual decision. There is no consciousness that makes decisions for other consciousnesses. many people have a concept that there is a God outside who has a divine plan for everything that happens in their lives, but it is only their own consciousness that makes decisions for them. This consciousness that guides their life is often on a different level and therefore seems to be a God, but it is not.
This would appear to be one of the great problems that humankind in physical matter has had for many ages, the interpretation of the unknown as God.
The unknown is only the unexplored aspect of your own individual consciousness. It is very difficult to put into words, but each person has an individual consciousness that is uniquely their own. Perhaps it would help if we talked about, for example, Liana. She has an individual consciousness that is uniquely her own. Within that unique consciousness of hers are many consciousnesses which make up her body. Her body itself consists of millions of consciousnesses held together by vibrational energy. And all of these millions of consciousnesses are working together to create Liana's unique consciousness. Liana's consciousness, though, is only one small part of billions of consciousnesses that are all working together for evolvement.
I see.
Sometimes I don't see too clearly.
I see, as you say it.
My consciousness is tied to her consciousness.
How is this so?
I said earlier that we were at one point one and the same consciousness. We are still not separate, but we have each evolved in different directions and are now beginning to flow back into emerging. When I explained the levels to you, I said to you that I could not reincarnate again in a physical body because I have gone beyond the barriers that allow that. But I can experience moments of that when I am merged with Liana's consciousness. And I am merging with her consciousness more often than just here. I cannot do it as actively or in this form when she is walking around, but I can and do experience many of the physical activities she is in. Her body is becoming more finely tuned, and she is reaching a place where she is about to make a transition of levels. She needs to meditate on levels 5 and 6. She's not ready to make the transition yet, but she needs to begin preparation for that. I will soon make a transition in levels also, and if possible, we should do it at a similar point. I have diverged from the original question.
Well, that is very good. horizon of merging, what determines the, rather than transition, or this type of transition, what is the factor that allows you to move from one level to another?
Each consciousness has within its being all of the levels from one to infinity. But it chooses to focus in on one particular vibrational state. Liana, until this point, has focused primarily on level 4. But she has in her consciousness all of the, not level 4, but level 18. She has within her all of the realms from 15 through 21. She must learn to be comfortable on all the levels. And when that occurs, there is true healing in the body. There are no longer any boundaries to the body, and there is a much more conscious decision as to the moment of transition into another level. To go from one level to another, to change your primary focus of levels, it is necessary to focus in on the work that you would be doing. For example, I have said to you that Liana should work at some point with healing, and that is primarily a level 5 and level 6 line of focus. So therefore, she needs to make the transition in levels before she can effectively work in it. Excuse me, I was checking on Liana. It is possible to understand and to communicate to a certain degree with these other levels. It is not possible, for example, the vibrations are the same on all levels up through 7. For example, level 18 corresponds to level 4 in the plants, or to level 11 in the animals.
Sorry, but we're going to have to turn over to the other side of the cassette now to finish. Turn over your cassette now, and we'll continue on the other side.
If you are talking about communication such as this, it would be very difficult. If you are talking about communication as a form of vibrations, that is very easy. And every consciousness does this normally without an awareness of it. You cannot say that, for example, a species of plants or a species of animals is on a certain level. Even the simplest of animals or plants may be on the highest level of evolvement within their sphere. It is entirely a basis of where their own consciousness is. For example, you have animals in your house, and you must have some idea of the different levels of awareness that they are on.
Yes.
You have one animal who is very highly evolved.
Which one is that one?
Well, you should be in touch and know. Who do you think it is?
I have my very deep suspicion.
And so it is with animals and plants. There are plants that are very highly evolved. For example, Liana has a plant that is on the exact level of vibration she is, and that plant is responding beautifully. She has another plant that is on a much higher level of consciousness and cannot exist as effectively around her, because she is not giving it the vibrations it needs.
Does the animal at the end of its cycle, at its 14th level, does it have an option of becoming a human?
All consciousnesses have an option of moving ever forward. When an animal, for example, reaches level 14, when it makes its transition, there are several things that can happen. It is a consciousness. It has not yet attained the evolvement that necessarily gives it a continuing consciousness. Animals do not automatically reincarnate. But if they have evolved highly, they can, by an act of, I do not have the words, it is possible for this to be done. It is not usual, but it is possible.
It is not usual, then, that this does take place. Is there some, or what circumstance would permit this to happen?
For example, the animal in your house will come back the next time that it comes back. It will be in human form and on a relatively high level, because it has chosen to be in a house where it would receive nurturing of its consciousness. This is one of the necessary conditions. An animal may be very highly evolved, but have no contact with a higher consciousness outside itself, and therefore not be able to come back, because it would have no stimulation to do so. However, the consciousness is not lost. This becomes so involved. There is a magnetic attraction. There is no vibration that is ever lost. And so if an animal chooses not to evolve further, its consciousness is absorbed and becomes part of a mini consciousness. For example, in Liana's body, I said that there were millions of consciousnesses making up her own unique consciousness. Many of these consciousnesses are those of plants and animals that have chosen not to come back.
It's indeed very interesting.
It is an unusual plan.
How did such a plan begin?
From my perspective, and that is all I can give you, I sense that it all began with one consciousness. It all began with you or with me. And you are a scientist. You like to work puzzles. And that same interest in working puzzles, in making things difficult and then making them simple again, is exactly what started this whole plan. It was the need to feel resistance, the need to feel, to experience the uniqueness.
I see.
It is the pulsing again.
Thank you. That is something we will have to digest in our mentality and pose some other viewpoints for you to comment on at a time when we can think about it a little bit. In another vein, another area, and pulsing, heed the question, what, from your perspective, is the force that we know of as gravity that holds us to this planet Earth physically?
Within every manifested form, there is energy. Whether it be living or dead. And within your sphere of activity, there are forces that pulse inward inward is not the word. I have trouble with your spatial words. They do not fulfill what I need to say.
I appreciate it.
But there is a centrifugal force, is that the word?
That is one, yes.
That creates vibrations that holds the energy consciousnesses together. On certain planes of reality, there is no gravity, but the beings are still in the same space that you occupy. You are not the only form of energy that sits in your chair.
Is it possible to use what we know of as mathematics to express this in a formula?
The formulas that work for your geometric patterns would explain some of this. For example, one of the forces that acts in gravity is the force that is expressed in the pyramid, in the design of the pyramid, the energy that is trapped there in a sine wave pattern. Mathematics offers an intellectual insight into some very spiritual principles. but all of them go back to these seven vibrational states. Within those are all the mathematical formulas that tie the cosmos together.
These seven states then could be expressed in mathematical formulas.
Of course, they are all equivalent to mathematical formulas and operate on very exact laws. For example, one philosophy you have talks about the 16-petal lotus. Are you familiar with this?
Somewhat.
All that is 28 levels of consciousness in a pattern on top of each other so that levels 5 and 6 form the 16 petals of the lotus. And rather than extending in an up-down kind of relationship, they were seen as and on top of each other, not quite at the same angle. And this is indicative of what happens when the person has to make his transition from one plane of existence, the physical plane, into the spiritual plane.
Are you aware of the mathematical formulas that might be expressed of these various levels?
I can give these to you if you like. I must first check on Liana and then I will be back.
Very good.
Time lapse 11 minutes, 12 seconds. 11 minutes, 12 seconds.
Allow Liana to stay where she is for a while. She is merged with the consciousness of her godfather. Well, it is not very good. I need to help her. And I will return and let you know when it is safe for her to come back. I could not get back because I needed to be with her.
Time lapse 5 minutes, 12 seconds. 5 minutes, 12 seconds.
Yeah. I had a memory back when you asked him something about how you help someone make a transition. He said to meditate on level 6. So I just started really getting into that. The next thing I knew, I was getting yelled at by him. What happened?
What happened? Our friend Miranon became so engrossed in our conversation that he evidently failed to keep a close watch on SHE's activities, and she took off too far on her own. During the 12-minute period, we were unable to attract the attention of either SHE or Miranon. Tremendously worried, all we could do was wait. We would have been much more concerned if our biomonitoring instrumentation had shown any physiological changes. At least we knew SHE's physical body was alive and in normal condition by our standards. You can be sure it was with extreme relief that we heard Miranon's voice again, and we were deeply grateful that he was considerate and thoughtful enough to come back momentarily and tell us what was taking place, even if we did not completely understand it. And SHE simply inquired what happened. In a later session, we encountered a different Miranon, and there was a reason. In spite of the poor quality of the recording, we would like to share it with you. Here it is.
I have transcended to another level now. Thank you. It is very nice for me. How are you experiencing your transition? The potential at this point to bring into harmony all of the physical forces that have caused you much pain. You must remember that it is a pulsing that carries you through. And that it is important for you to experience both sides of the pulsing. It is very different for me now. Words become very inadequate. But there is a greater recognition of the work I have before me and of the work that I have done. I feel as if I have more understanding of where it is I must work. I am working at this point in achieving a greater harmony within the consciousnesses that make up my particular being. I had started working on this before I crossed. But I had not understood the full scope of what it was I had to do. Sometimes it seems like a lot. But I know that it will be accomplished. There has also come almost what I would call a gentle sadness with the crossing. And I know that that will become modified as I adjust to the changes. Mine is a world that experiences much differently, and I do not have a body. I am almost as light, and before I made the transition, mine was a world that vibrated in a very light and beautiful color. I feel very close to tears, which it is not possible for me to experience. And I cannot clearly put into words what it is. But now my world It's very different. Perhaps it is as if you were to have to leave your mountains and know that you would never experience them again.
Yes, yes.
I am sure as I grow and understand more of this level, I will find much to replace it. It is very beautiful here. And I have more awareness of the spiraling effect of consciousness throughout the universe.
Does it become easier or more difficult for you to reach back and communicate with us here?
It is very difficult for me now. As I said earlier, Liana is also making a change. This has not been accomplished for her yet. And I was going to remain somewhat quiet in the presence here. It is very comfortable for me here. And I enjoy the experience of sharing with you and with her. I send you much love.
And I do.
Do you have any questions of me before I leave? I do not understand your question.
We will still hope that we can have shortly a continuing meeting for several periods if this is beneficial for Liana, but only if it will not cause her any discomfort, mental or physical.
The channel is open.
Yes.
And I am with you.
Thank you, then. I have many questions, but they can wait, I believe. Because I'm just so glad to be with you again after the period in our time, which seemed quite long.
It did. Much has happened for you. And for all of us. Goodbye, Ashanin.
Thank you, Marina. Goodbye.
This was a transition for Miranon. One more change in level, then Miranon will move past level 49 and perhaps beyond our communication. A change in level. Death. Rebirth. How often does it happen during a physical lifetime? If we look in our own lives, we may find the answer. This is Robert Monroe, and I hope you found this an interesting session. I would appreciate your comments. This is the end of this Explorer tape.